Catholics represent some 20% of people across Africa, a figure that's slightly higher in Cameroon, where 26% of the some 18 million inhabitants are Catholic. There are also similar numbers of traditional faiths and Muslims, while Protestants number about 17% of the population. Among Cameroonians of almost all faiths, there have been high expectations and much enthusiasm ahead of the Pope's visit. Vatican Radio's Festus Tarawali is in Yaoundé with the Pope. He filed this report.
The whole of Cameroon is mobilized and expectations are high for this visit. There is also a great feeling of affection towards the Holy Father among the people of Cameroon for having chosen this country for his first trip to Africa. Welcome to Cameroon, Pope Benedict XVI. You are a great source of inspiration for humanity, read many banners in and around Yaoundé. The visit is also the favorite topic of conversation among the young and old, the rich and poor, Catholics and non-Catholics alike. TV and radio stations are all airing documentaries on the life of Pope Benedict XVI and other events related to the apostolic visit. In many African cultures, one puts his or her house in order when expecting a very important visitor. In that line, Yaoundé has been given a facelift, streets have been tidied, and 24-hour electricity has been restored. Security has also been strengthened. Finishing touches have also been put to the sites of the visit, including the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium, the Minor Basilica at Mvolye, and the Cardinal Léger Center. The weather has also been described as favorable, with temperatures expected to be around 30 degrees Celsius. Various paraphernalia for the visit are now on sale. For a few thousand CFA francs, the local currency, one can buy a Pope Benedict baseball hat, a Vatican, Cameroonian flag, and a stole. There is also a celebrative cloth for the papal visit, or pain du pape in French, which many plan to wear during the Pope's stay in Cameroon. The commemorative cloth, commissioned by the Archdiocese of Yaoundé, in some ways expresses the expectation of many people I have spoken to. That is, they expect a message of peace, reconciliation, and justice from this visit. In Yaoundé, Cameroon, I am Festus Tarawali.
Well, Festus reports that Cameroon media has been gearing up to offer the fullest coverage of the papal visit. He spoke to journalist Jude Abanseka from Radio Veritas, the Catholic radio of the Archdiocese of Douala, about how his radio was preparing to cover the Pope's itinerary.
1 month before the Pope will come, we started a series of special programs in preparation for the arrival of the Pope, knowing fully well that our radio was the only Catholic radio that is listened to far and wide, that is all of the littoral province, part of the southwest province, and the western province too.
We had special programs. We invited people from other denominations apart from Catholics. In the first place, being Cameroonian, they were so enthusiastic knowing that the Pope is coming to Cameroon.
Nora Atta is another journalist with Radio Veritas.
A month before this papal visit, we started the special programs. Each day had a particular thing to talk about. We went down to the man on the street, we went to the youth, we went to the old, we went to the Protestants, we went to Muslims, we came back to the Catholic Church, the leaders of the church, and the laity to try to see how they are preparing the Pope's visit, how they welcome the idea in the first place, and all that we did in special programs in the radio, be it in the news, be it in other programs that we did in the radio. And so we did all that before being dispatched to Yaoundé to cover it live and give the feedback to those who are left in Douala. Those who could not make it to Yaoundé are expecting us to give them all what is happening minute by minute in Yaoundé.
As a Christian, as a Catholic, first of all, I really do expect that with the coming of the Pope, as a Christian, I first of all expect some spiritual cleansing for the country. And borrowing from a Cardinal Christian to me, who says, when the spiritual is fine, every other thing takes its place and everything will be fine. So that is the principal thing as a Christian, as a Catholic, I expect from the Pope's visit.
Would you like to tell us, to share with us, how young people have been preparing for this visit? What activities you have during and maybe after the visit?
Well, for activities before the visit and maybe during, the youth most often, as demanded by their various parishes in the various dioceses, and preparations mostly were spiritual prayers before the Pope will come, and praying too, because but the youth in Cameroon today look at their future as being very bleak, so their hopes are very, very high over the coming of the Pope. And just like I said a short while ago, the belief is that if the spiritual is okay, then they too can smile in future.
And you are coming from Douala, the first largest city, actually, it's like the commercial capital. How difficult has it been, you know, to get many delegates or many representatives from the various parishes around the country to Yaoundé?
In my opinion, I wouldn't say it has really been difficult. People were very enthusiastic about it. I must confess here that personally I registered a Muslim who was willing to come to Yaoundé. So though being a Muslim, she showed every interest in coming to see the Pope too. So she asked me to register at one of the parishes. So I did that and got her ticket to the Ngefa.
And what are relations like, you know, between Christians and Muslims?
Relations between Christians and Muslims is really improving. Because since following the misunderstanding or the mishap that came up when the present Pope's message in relation to the Muslim was taken negatively, since after that, I'm sure with the reconciliation, the relation, I should say, is greatly improving. Like, I take the case of our radio. From time to time, when any of the Muslim feasts come up, we invite them over to the radio, and they feel so honored to come there, and they are ready to talk at any time we call them over. They know it's a Catholic radio, but when the doors are open to them, they show up. And even before the Pope came in, one of our special editions we did, we also got to talk with the Muslims to find out their own opinion about it. And Cameroonians, first of all, being as they consider themselves privileged that the Pope has chosen for his first trip to Africa to make a stop first to Cameroon. So I think the ties are really closing up.
How do you hope to cover the trip beginning Tuesday?
As you can see already, we are here at the press center trying to make every arrangement necessary to see that we are also given a chance to cover, because fans of our radio are highly waiting to get information from us. Well, I should say we're prepared to cover the Pope's visit to its entirety, as far as we can go, I think.
And the Pope will not be meeting women in particular in Cameroon, but in Angola he will be meeting women, representing the women of Africa. What would you like the Pope to tell the women of Africa, and what would you like the women of Africa to tell Pope Benedict XVI?
I would like the Pope to tell the women of Africa to be a model of humanity, to take Mary as a model. Nowadays, all what the woman thinks is emancipation, and forgetting that role that Mary played as a modest and humble mother. I would like the Pope to teach the African woman to look back at Mary. She was not only showing up as the mother of Jesus, she was very humble, which is what the African woman should copy. The African woman is humble, yes, but nowadays with the globalization, we tend to copy mostly the negative from the Western world. That is what I think the Pope should tell the African woman. And the African woman should tell the Pope to pray for us. We just copy. At times we are being suppressed too much by the men folk. If the Pope can plead our cause in that light, I think it would be very good for the African woman.
Because, of course, the African woman, you know, occupies a very important place in society, you know, the breadwinner in most cases, you know. She goes to the farm to work, you know, she takes care of the home. What's your perspective on that?
I think the African woman occupies a very important place. Take the case of Cameroon. Most women in Cameroon, even if you are the office type, you go to the office, your husband expects to come back at the same time with you and meet his food on table. So the role of the African woman is very, very significant. Without the African woman, I think so much will go wrong in the world at large. Because even out of Africa, I've not been out of Africa, but I think out of Africa, most household chores are done by the African women. I think they have that gift of being mothers in the first place. In every aspect, the African woman takes the lead. Even among intellectuals, I mean, most of them are the African women. The papal visit, I expect rekindlement of our faith. We should take advantage of this visit to look back at ourselves. The Pope coming to visit us is not because we are too good. They say Jesus came not for the upright, but for the sinners. Let's look back at ourselves. We are the sinners. I think the Cameroonian woman, the African woman in general, to look at themselves in that light and take advantage of this papal visit. It's not always that the Pope comes to a country. We are just lucky. I think it's God sent. It's actually God sent for us to look back at ourselves and reconcile with God.
Nora Atta is a journalist with Radio Veritas. We also heard from another of her colleagues, Jude Abanseka. And a warm thanks also to our correspondent in Yaoundé with Pope Benedict, Festus Tarawali. On his visit to Africa, Pope Benedict will be presenting to church leaders the working document, or Instrumentum Laboris, of the upcoming Special Assembly of the Synod of African Bishops to be held here in Rome in October this year. Cameroonian Father Sotene Bayemi Eseka says much progress has been achieved since the last African Synod back in 1994.
The church in Cameroon is trying to build up a new program for the social teaching of the church. It is true that for the time being, the social teaching is only taught in major seminaries and in the university. But then in Boya, Bamenda, Douala, Yaoundé, we are starting a new cycle with the formation of the laity. And then 2 or 3 years ago, if I'm not mistaken, the church published a booklet on how to fight against poverty, on how to create well-being up to 2015. And the church is also fighting corruption. We have new things that are really tackling life in Cameroon. Above all, abortion that is growing. We have less problem with the end of life, but with the starting life, I think we have much to do about it. What I can say is that it is a challenge for the church in Cameroon, the social teaching, not only to teach it, but also to apply it concretely. Above all, in Africa, in many countries, the church remains the only voice that can speak for the voiceless. The church is the only one that can say what is the truth about corruption, about the differences that exist in our society. This is why I think this synod is more complicated than the first one. The first one was more for the church itself. Now it is going towards the world. That's the church not only witnessing inside itself, but also trying to be, you know, a sacrament that can change the world. So it is a great challenge for the church.
Father Sotene Bayemi Aseka from Cameroon.